Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. An autopsy has confirmed that the body recovered from the wreckage of a small aircraft found some days ago in the English Channel is that of Emiliano Sala. The aircraft crashed at sea on the 21st of January. The plane was transporting the former FC Nantes player to his new club in Cardiff. The body of the aircraft's pilot remains lost at sea. A new investigation has been opened by the National Prosecution in the Benalla affair. At the centre of this investigation is a contract between one of Benalla's friends, Vincent Kras, and a Russian oligarch, suspected by several European magistrates of belonging to a mafia organisation. According to Mediapart, this document was negotiated by Emmanuel Macron's former advisor while he was still working at the Élysée. A member of the military is also suspected of involvement in this case, and he has been suspended for the duration of the investigation. The head of security for the Prime Minister is the partner of this service member. She stepped down yesterday after having secretly recorded conversations between Benalla and Kras that were leaked to Mediapart. The Prime Minister's aide said that she wanted to avoid any controversy. Jean-Claude Romain will learn the outcome of his parole application today. Romain was handed a life sentence in 1996 for the murder of five members of his family after lying to them throughout his life. He had claimed he was a doctor working for the World Health Organization. In Italy, demolition work on the remains of the Morandi Bridge is due to start today. The bridge partially collapsed on August 14th last year, causing the deaths of 43 people. Italian authorities have pledged the construction of a new bridge before Christmas. The proposed deadline is tight, but the bridge collapse has had substantial impact on the country's economy, as it was the main passage point between Northern Europe and Italy. And finally, the winter holidays start today for France's Zone B. That is Marseille, Lille, Nantes, Rennes and Strasbourg. No major disturbances are expected on the roads today. However, the traffic website Bison Futé has forecast orange flag levels of traffic tomorrow in the Grand Est and in Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.